Welcome, everybody. This is Roger Bauer, and today I'm joined by Susan Martin, who is a business coach in New York. And the way I found Susan was through what else? Google search engine. I did a search for business coach, New York, and up came Susan's site. So I reached out to her to see if she wanted to chit-chat about what her website is meant to her business and what a front page Google listing is meant to her business. Susan, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Give our listeners a little background about how you got into the business coaching industry and how long you've been in it, what brought you to it, and so forth.
Well, I've been a business coach and consultant for about 10 years. I spent, without telling tales out of school, over 25 years. I ran my own successful businesses in the sweater design and manufacturing industry, the garment industry. And in that industry, I found out a lot about business insanity. And when I kind of got tired of business insanity, I was compelled to start learning more about business sanity, and that's when I started my company. And I started thinking about what I had to offer and knew that it had something to do with running a successful business and also being able to maintain a personal life as well. As you know, running a small business can sometimes be very consuming. And, helping other people learn how to run their businesses efficiently and profitably so that they can have time for their personal lives is something that I think can be of great value. And I'd learned a lot about marketing, sales, business finances, quality control, production, motivating people, et cetera, and started working with some people that I knew in the area who were all transitioning from working as professionals for other firms into running their own show. And at the time, someone mentioned that they thought what I was doing was coaching, and I'd never heard about coaching before. And I looked into it and saw that it was similar to what I was doing I'd already started my business but decided to get some professional coach training. So I did that about 9 or 10 years ago, and I do a blend of business coaching and consulting.
Very cool. Very cool. You mentioned you've learned a lot about advertising and marketing. What would you say have been the most effective advertising and marketing strategies, and what have been absolute duds?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give you kind of an overview of my beliefs. I run a professional service business, and I also work with professional service, solo professional service providers and professional service firms.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only speak for that. I don't work with plumbers or electricians or, you know, people that sell printing. I actually have, but worked with some printers. But in selling professional services is really my forte, and I don't believe in traditional advertising for selling professional services. I think that most professionals get a good deal of their business via referrals, and that is for a very good reason, because people are paying a premium. I mean, if you compare the service of a business consultant or an attorney or an architect or a designer with some of the other services that are around, you know, there's going to be a difference in the price tag, but also in the value that they're getting. So when you're selling something of significant value, I think that you have to have your marketing efforts point towards proving credibility, towards making your prospective audience understand that you know exactly what they're going through, that you work with people that are in their shoes successfully every day, help them solve their problems, and understand exactly what their problems are and what types of solutions will work best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is sort of basic marketing 101. But I think that what doesn't work these days is when people decide that they're going to go and do quote-unquote marketing and they forget that step.
Mm-hmm.
So people put up a website and it's like you go there and you have no idea what they're selling, no idea who they're selling it to or why you should buy from them, and it kind of just looks generic.
Mm-hmm.
I think marketing professional services can be done successfully both on and offline. You know, you can start by developing your marketing message, your marketing platform, and using that as a foundation for developing all the content on your website or blog. Certainly, there's a lot of talk about all the social networking sites, Twitter, Facebook, you know, LinkedIn, et cetera, and I think that those can also add value, although they're also time suckers, so you have to be careful about, you know, how you utilize those as well. But also, you know, offline marketing is very effective these days as well. I don't think you can forget about that. And I think especially for professional services, yeah, if you're selling discount vitamins on the web, that's one thing. But, you know, if you're an attorney or you're some kind of a consultant, you know, the building of relationships that can lead to a lifetime of referrals is hugely important. Networking is still hugely important on a grassroots level, as well as things like public speaking, workshops, classes, which can be done online or offline with webinars and teleclasses. You know, building community on or offline can drive referrals.
Right.
Once you become a resource for others in a certain community that they've sampled what you can do for them, it's only natural that they're going to, you know, they're going to tell the others about their experiences and what results they get, and you're going to get more referrals as a result.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you in that the traditional advertising model, I try to steer people away from that as quickly as possible. And I notice on your website you've got an offer over to the right, which I love. Get the 7 deadliest time management mistakes, or you're building a list there, and that's, I always tell people, yeah, get you onto the front page of Google. That's great. It can help drive your business, but then what?
Mm-hmm.
Then what are you going to do with them once they're there? And that's a perfect thing to offer, is something like the 7 deadliest time management mistakes. And then you get them into a follow-up process, then that way they get to know you and they get to check you out on their own time, on their own.
Right.
People buy on their own time scale, not on the time scale we want to sell them. And that's the major hurdle I see with a lot of people that I work with. Oh, hey, we want to hurry up and get to step 7 so we can sell people something. Well, think about, like you said earlier, put yourself in somebody else's shoes that has no idea who you are. They've got to go through a process to where they're comfortable. They feel like you're a reliable provider. They can depend on you. They trust you. You're credible. They like you, so forth, before they open their wallet and say, yeah, let me spend some money with this person. So you're speaking
exactly
the language.
Yeah, so we agree. We're preaching to the choir here.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Well, let me ask you more specifically, since you are on the front page of Google for New York Business Coach, I imagine that drives a significant amount of traffic to your website and helps you find prospects who otherwise wouldn't know who Susan Martin is or what you do. Can you talk a little bit about how that's impacted your sales and your business overall?
Well, I would like to reveal something, first of all, that I believe about you know, online marketing. First of all, the term that you found me under, New York Business Coach, it's a relevant term for sure, but it's not necessarily a highly competitive term. And this is kind of a misnomer that I think a lot of people have. Just because you're on the front page of Google for a term doesn't mean that you have an onslaught of huge amounts of business.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I probably get a lot more business from time management coaching than I do from New York Business Coaching or whatever it is that you found me on.
Right.
But But that's kind of way the way the web works. There are some highly competitive terms, like the term business coaching is very highly competitive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the websites, not all, that show up for that term are franchises, are websites that have, just in terms of mere numbers of pages and relevant content, surpass mine many, many times. Now, I'm not saying that their content is better than mine, because, of course, I think mine is better. But in terms of sheer numbers, and in terms of links that they've developed, et cetera, through the years that point to their site, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they also, a lot of those places do a lot of other types of marketing to drive more traffic to their site, so Google considers them more of a player, so to speak.
Yeah,
but, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when you're talking about a website for an individual or a small firm, you know, you can drive a good deal of traffic just by optimizing for certain keyword phrases that are very relevant to the specific niche that you work in, and also that are you know, can be geographically or community oriented in some way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, business coach might be a very competitive term, whereas you put New York next to it, or in my case, Park Slope or Brooklyn, all of a sudden you have a much smaller number of searches that are done, but when people are searching them, they're, you know, they're probably right down the street from you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good, you just shared a good little tip there. Yeah, I found you for Business Coach New York, because that's something that I teach people how to do search engine optimization, but you just touched on the one key point that I tell people is you should know, and you knew right away that, okay, yeah, that's a term I rank well for, and it's what you use to find me, but that's not necessarily what drives a lot of business to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the blank looks I get when I ask people, well, what are people searching for now to find you? And they just kind of look like, well, what? That's, you're supposed to tell me. Well, you've got to have some idea with your business when you're going to optimize a site, what's going to drive the business. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't know what people are searching for, and I was on a forum the other day where somebody was poo-pooing the idea of doing research of your own keyword phrases that drive traffic to your site. And that, to me, is the most intelligent thing you can do, because your audience is trying to tell you, hey, Susan, this is how I find you. And if you know going into it that people are searching for, I don't, business consultant Poughkeepsie or something like that, if you know that going into it, then it makes sense to optimize your site for that, because your audience is telling you, hey, this is how people are finding you. So I think that's a, I know that's not the point that you were trying to make, but that's I think it's good to touch on that. To let
right.
people know that.
And that's kind of how I think, you know, I think in the old days, in the older days of the Internet, when not as many people had websites and it wasn't as major a marketing strategy for, you know, a majority of businesses, things were a little bit easier, and organic search engine optimizing for search terms was a little bit easier. They were less competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But now what people, I think, are turning to, what I advise people to turn to also, are what they call the long tail keywords.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are a little bit more words, which means more targeted,
mm-hmm.
less generic, less general, and are really, really, really specific to what their interests are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a number of services that can help you capture those long tail keywords and try to figure out how people are going to be able to best find you and what you can compete for. Because, you know, if you were, you know, certainly a search term like, you know, search engine optimization, it's got to be hugely competitive.
Yeah.
And, you know,
imagination how competitive that is.
Yeah. And if you're not really, if you're not on page one, and if you're not at the top of page one, you probably may not even get looked at by half the people
right.
who come to it. So,
right.
you know, you've got to figure out other ways to do it. So, I mean, I utilize online marketing, and I get a fair amount of business from it, but I also, that isn't the only way I market my business,
mm-hmm.
Because like many other professionals, my business consists, my new business consists primarily of referrals from other people that either have used my services in the past or other professionals who refer me to their clients because they, you know, they know that they need my services, right?
Right.
Get results. Right. So I'd say it's a blend of online and offline marketing that drives my business.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, if you had two or three major tips that you could mm-hmm. share with somebody about marketing in today's environment, what would they be?
Well, I think many people, many business owners, many individuals are still under the misconception that all you have to do is build a website and they will come. And I think that that's really a misnomer. A website is really no more than a marketing tactic.
Right.
And many people, unfortunately, put up websites that have nothing to do with marketing. They haven't bothered to do their homework, the initial, you know, it's kind of like if you're going to paint a room, you know, you want to put a drop cloth down, you might want to tape the windows so you don't get paint all over them, you know, et cetera. You probably want to stir the paint up. Well, a lot of people forget about those or just don't even realize that those are an important part. And what they do is they jump into developing a website and they skip the development of a marketing platform. And so my main pointer to anybody who's marketing today is don't think that, you know, building a website or having some kind of online presence is a fast track to success. You really have to understand who your you know, best clients are, what you're really offering them, what their problems are, the solutions that you're offering, you know, what makes you different and better than your competition, et cetera. Before you entertain any kind of marketing, you have to really understand what your message is.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've done that, developing the content of a website or a blog or a brochure or a workshop that you might present or a seminar you may give, that's almost a no-brainer because it all stems from your marketing platform.
Right. And the reason I snicker is because that was me 5 years ago. I thought, mm-hmm. when I get this website done, watch the phone start ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And the website went live, told some friends about it. Those were the only people that went to the website. And I'm sitting by the phone thinking, you know, picking it up every now and then to make sure the dial tone's still there. And you know, everybody asked, well, how did you get into SEO? Well, that was the progression. It was like, okay, got this nice website. Everybody likes it. They think it's fancy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But nobody's coming to it. So how am I going to
mm-hmm.
get traffic to it? So then that
mm-hmm.
was step B, is let's learn how to do SEO. Well, then I started to climb the ranks for terms like business consulting, and more people were coming to me saying, show me what you do. And I'm like, well, that's my business model. You know, that
mm-hmm.
is what I do. So why
mm-hmm.
am I going to show you how to do it? And people kept pushing and pushing. So then finally I relented and said, okay, I'll do a class on SEO. And that Sunday, the class was on a Tuesday, I had probably 50 pages of a book that ended up being 126 pages for the class that has now grown into be, it's almost 300 pages to teach
mm-hmm.
people how to do this stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I was that naive business owner that thought, hey, just get the website out and watch the people come rolling in, prospects, you know, they're going to be beating a path to the door. It doesn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a painful smack in the face to go through that thought process. And the reason I want to share this is so that way people that are in that position that think that the website is the end-all, be-all, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from an SEO guy, that's probably the last thing they want to hear, but they need to hear that because
sure.
it's just what you said. It's not a matter of, oh, the website is going to bail you out, or, okay, we get the website up and it's going to do all of the marketing and advertising for us. It's a tactic, just like you said, so that way when somebody does land on your website and you are getting that traffic, you can further them along in their buying process.
Mm-hmm.
so they're comfortable and they know, like, and trust you. So that's the next step, and I hope that people that listen to this, because this is going to be included in kind of my little SEO website, but I hope they hear that message loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, in closing, how would people find out more about Susan Martin?
Well, they can go to my website, and I have a blog there as well. It's www.business-sanity.com.
All right. And I love the name, by the way. That was another thing that caught my attention. So
thank you.
Because I'm often in the business insanity mode. So.
Right. Well, you know, running a small business is, you know, is kind of like being insane sometimes. So
yeah. That's
kind of where it stemmed from. But, you know, my message to the world is that, you know, running a business doesn't have to be crazy. You know,
right.
there are ways to organize your insanity and make it a lot more sane.
Right.
And in the process of doing that, you know, it's easier to make money, it's easier to be efficient, it's easier to get stuff done, it's easier to manage your time, and, you know, and there are specific concrete ways to get there.
Right.
You don't have to fall prey to all that craziness.
Yeah. Well, Susan, I want to thank you for your time today. I don't want to keep you any longer. I know you've got stuff to do, and I really do appreciate you taking time out today to talk to me and our listeners about growing a business.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye.